We are up to Tani Aleph of the days, and the Gemara has dealt with the Braisa that said that if two Edom come, she's mutter to her husband, and we said that's Reb Shimon talking, or it's the Rabbanan talking, and we changed the words in the Braisa. But now, we're back to the other question Reb Sheshes had, and that is the question, what was this lady supposed to do? And that's going to be this whole Amud, trying to prove that we don't say what the lady is supposed to do. Meaning, we say, life is life. Listen, lady, it's the system failed you. The system failed you. But the bottom line is, you lived with a man, and you could have avoided it by doing more research yourself, even with two Edom. That's how the Chem de Shleim explains it. I didn't see any other explanation. Right? The question of whether we say what should she have done or not is based on the fact, do we expect a woman to do some kind of independent research, even with two witnesses or not? If you say what she had done, that means you're saying we can't blame her at all. She's a total anusa, and therefore she can't become also to her husband, no different than if somebody forced herself on her. And the other man, the abbot, says it's different. When somebody forces her on her, it's totally non-consensual. Here, she relied on the system and didn't do an independent investigation, and therefore we say she's asked to go back to her husband. And again, Rav Sheshes is saying, what do you want from the poor lady? Now, we're going to try to prove Rav Sheshes wrong. We're going to try to prove that in other cases, we don't say that, and we blame, I hate to use the word blame, we treat the person, and we don't say, what did you want them to do? We say, life is life, the system failed you, and you suck. That's what we're going to try to prove. We're going to get out of every proof. At the end of the day, we will be left with a question. Do we say that svara or not? But we're going to try to prove that we don't say, what should she have done? We expect more. We expect her to have done an investigation. We expect more from her. So we're going to try to prove that we do that. Masav Ula. Mi arminin ha'mahavili l'meva. Do we accept that reasoning? What did you want her to do? But not. Okay. Chazal came along and made certain halachas about get. They wanted get to be done in a certain way. That's what they wanted. Right? And Reb Meir holds, and this is going in Reb Meir's opinion, that if we don't follow the rules of Chazal, the get is invalid. Rabbinically invalid, and therefore her children, if she marries subsequently, will be mamzerim rabbinically. Rabbanon gave laws of the get. By making these laws, for whatever reason, according to a mayor, if you don't follow those laws, the get is rabbinically invalid, and the woman is stuck with the consequences of having married, even though biblically it was fine, but rabbinically it wasn't, and therefore the kids are rabbinic mamzerim. These are some of the cases that Rameyer talks about. Kasev l'shei malchus she'eno higenes. Chazal made a takana that a get be dated to the in the time of Chazal to the year of the kings that they're under. And the reason that was done was because of Shalom Malchus. We wanted to show the government that we consider their monarchy as chashuv, that our divorce document, which is a very, very sacred document, for lack of a better word, we date it by their kingdom. And if we don't follow that rule, you're not following the Rabbanan's dictate. Now, that was changed later on. We count now in a get to the years of creation of the world. But in those days, Chazal insisted the gittin be dated to the kingdom that you belong to. So if you belonged in the United States, you would write, it's 246 years since the founding of the United States. And the get would say year 246. And in Canada, it would say a different number of year. I don't know what Canada's independence was. Right? And in England, it would say a much larger number of year. That's what Chazal made a takana. Now, according to the Rabbanon, if you don't listen to takana, you're not supposed to get married, but the kids are not mamzerim. According to a mayor, they are. So Kasav l'shei Malchus she'eino higenes. Malchus she'eino higenes is the Chazal's code word for the Roman Empire, because they did not have their own language nor their own set of alphabet. Most kingdoms had their own set of alphabet and their own language. Rome borrowed it, took it from other nations, and therefore was considered an inappropriate kingdom. It didn't do what other kingdoms did. Greece had its own alphabet and its own language. Egypt had its own alphabet and its own language. Rome took someone else's alphabet and someone else's language. So Chazal called it a, I don't know what article uses the word, inappropriate, an unworthy kingdom. L'shem Malchus Madai, L'shem Malchus Yavan. Or this guy went and dated it to a kingdom that he doesn't belong to, like Malchus Madai, or the Greek Empire, and he's not part of the Greek Empire. Or L'binyan Abayas. He dates it to the years of when the Beis HaMikdash was built, or the Churban Abayas. Or Hayu B'Mizrach V'Kasta B'Mayrav. The get was being written in the east in some city, and he wrote it in a western city. He wrote the different city than where the get was actually written. The Myra because of a Mizrach. Taitzim Izeh Mizeh. Remeir says if she remarries, we make her break up that marriage and do the same to her, throw the whole book at her. The Chol Dvar Ma'eluba. All these things that we listed in our Mishnah, Ein L'Tzuba, all the things go to her. Now, the Rabbanan argue, but this is Remeir's opinion. Our question is, following Rav Sheshi's thought, what do you want the woman to do? She received a divorce. Why are you blaming her in any way, fashion, or form? What did she do wrong? Terence is, we don't say that. We say, lady, we're sorry, but your bottom line is, your get wasn't a good get. It's not your fault, but what are we supposed, this is reality. So we're asking on Rav Sheshi's who said, what did you want this lady to do? We see in that case, we don't say that. That's the Gemara's kasha.
Wouldn't it be upon the Masada solution of the second marriage to look into
this? Again, you can blame anybody you want to. Remeir says the bottom line is she got married with an illegal get. And Remeir says if a woman gets married with an illegal rabbinic get, there are consequences. Not everybody agrees to this, but this is Remeir's opinion, and we're going in Remeir's opinion. We're trying to prove that here's a lady that's not to blame, and yet we throw the book at her. So going back to the case of Roshashis, what was Roshashis' thing? Is the lady got married with two witnesses? What did you want her to do? The answer is, we don't say that. We say, lady, the system failed you, but you're the victim. And for the Gemara, no. The boy loved the Kriya Gita. She could have read the get. It was in her hand to check this out. She knows which kingdom she's in, and she knows which city the get was written. She should read the get and see if it's a valid get. It's not like our case here. There is something right in front of her that she could go and do and prevent it from happening. So she is to blame for not reading the get. Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Kasev L'Shem Malka Shein Ha'Genes. Seifer Shai Yitzarech Limnes L'Malchi Yisrael. Either he was supposed to count to the Jewish king, L'Shem Malka Sacheres, right, period. Tigan, now I don't know how this fits in exactly, the Shem Malchi Raimi. The Tana Karela She'enu Hegenes. Rashi makes it sound like he should have counted to Rome, which is a Malchi She'enu Hegenes. Shede'elam K'sav V'loi Loshen, B'chziv Bozu Yatam Yoyed. You are very low kingdom. What did you say? Article translated as what?
Unworthy.
Now, Rashi doesn't seem to translate. Rashi seems. I think it's supposed to be a period here, and it's supposed to be after the word Malchus Acheres, and then Malchus and again is the Shem Malchi Raimi. I think. Mizam is Taitim Mizam. This is why to get Kol Adrachim Kohani Kukulu Demasnisin. All the things that we do to her in our Mishnah. My heavenly Lemevet, Tzuruhoi, since you get kosher. She thought it was a get kosher. What do you want from the lady? Now, Kriya Gita Lefnei Chacham. Now, Rashi's bothered because somebody will say, what's the lady supposed to know? Since when is she learned enough to know what a get's supposed to look like? And the answer is, she's supposed to take it to her rabbi and say, Rabbi, is this a valid get? Now, obviously, today we have a Masadra Gittin, a rabbi that's there when the get is written. that would avoid that. But in those days, the husband wrote a get with two witnesses, hired a scribe, had the get written, and there was no rabbinic authority that said that the get was good. Therefore, it was incumbent on her to go to a rabbinic authority and see, is this get okay or not? I'm using this get. I'm getting married. And we're saying, you should have had it written read. You should have gone to a rabbi and made sure it's done well. Today, that wouldn't be necessary because we don't have a get written unless a rabbi is there who writes it the way it's supposed to be written.
What language was it written in?
I'm sorry?
What language was it written in the get?
What language? It's Aramaic.
So it wasn't written in Russian,
Romany, or... No. That's what they did today. I don't know what they did in those days. I assume it was written in Aramaic. Again, today, the woman relies on the Rav who's Masader to get. That relieves her of the problem.
In other words, why
did you
talk about the
Lashon? I don't see. Who said a word about Lashon? No, we're just describing why Rome is considered Eina Hegenes. No.
Okay.
When we describe writing to the dates of the Roman Empire, we say to the kingdom that's unworthy. Why is Rome called unworthy? And the answer is they don't have their own language and their own alphabet, and therefore they're an unworthy kingdom. That's nothing to do with Asugya. It's translating the word Eina Hegenes.
What are they going to think about that?
I don't care what they think about that one.
Well, do all this and try to...
They're not learning Gemara. All this...
Why are we doing the shame this, the shame that? All the shame things is...
We're saying it was done wrong. Should have been done for the current kingdom, and instead it was done for...
Why the current kingdom? Because Gemara.
Because of Shaul Malchus, right?
Okay, now, the Rome thing...
If you live in the Roman Empire, you would light it to the Roman Empire. You would. All it's saying is you lived somewhere else and you wrote it to the Roman Empire. If you live under Rome's control, that's what you're supposed to do. Write it to the Roman Empire. It's not divorce. There's a chayrim from the Rishayim to question the validity of getting once it was done by an authorized rub, because you don't want that to happen. You don't want to start picking away at a get. Now, unfortunately, sometimes there's blatant errors. So I don't know if that what happens in those cases. I once saw a rabbi died, not in Cleveland, in a different city, and he left all his gittin to the yeshiva. Rabbanim keep a file of gittin. They keep the actual divorce. The woman doesn't get the actual divorce. She gets a letter from the rabbi. And we were learning gittin, so one of us, we went to look at the file of gittin, and I picked up a get. And it's, again, I'm not questioning anything. I don't know who it was. It was written 40 years before, and this is 40 years ago, so it's a long time ago. It's 35 years ago. And the get was to somebody, the daughter of Avram, and Avram was spelt wrong. Avram was spelt Avraham. There are two races. I don't know what that does to the get. I have no idea. But that was, I didn't even have to look at anything else. The spell, the word was wrong. It was like, so, I don't know what happened.
Repeated a number of times, though, isn't it? Name?
No. No, one time. A lot of names are repeated. So that might be kosher anyway, but no, it says, her who's called this, who's called this, who's called this, the daughter of him who's called this and this. That sounds really his name, right? Again, I'm just remembering one thing. We go to great lengths with getting. If they send a get from Cleveland to Toronto by mail, they write a letter that says three simanim on the get. So the rabbi who receives it there can check to make sure it's the exact same document that was there. Like a little hole is made here and a little thing is made. Three different unique signs. I think three. And they write a letter to the rabbi saying what they are. And he checks to see that the get has it, to make sure that he's getting the exact same document that was written in the other city. Yeah, what happens is as follows. Reuven is divorcing his wife. His wife is in Cleveland. They broke up. They've been separate for 2 years. Right? And Reuven is giving a get, and he has no interest in ever seeing his wife again, or does she want to see him. And they decide they're going to do this by proxy. You can do a get by proxy. Now, there's two ways to do it by proxy. You can do it by proxy when they live in the same city. And Reuven comes to Bezin. He tells Bezin, the rabbi, and two Adam, and their cipher, that he wants to write a get to his wife, and they write it. Then Bezin appoints a agent. The husband appoints an agent in front of Bezin, and it's a whole process of how to do that. Then that agent can take the get, deliver it to the woman. And as an agent of the husband, she is 100% divorced. And that agency was appointed in front of a Bezin. That's good if they're both in the same city. But let's say Reuven is in London, and his wife is in Los Angeles, and neither has an interest to travel to the other person's city, and the divorce has to be done. So Reuven does a get in front of a rabbi in London with a cipher with Adam, and they appoint the rabbi in Los Angeles to be the agent.
He doesn't have to be in London
for the appointment?
Doesn't have to be in London.
He can be appointed, and the Reuven appoints that rabbi as his agent. The rabbi receives the get, has a bezin there.
How does the document get there?
By mail.
Mail,
bro? All the mail does is delivering it to the agent.
Suppose you fax also?
No. No email either.
You can scan it?
Why not? Written the Shema.
And then it is given over in front of a bezin. The whole process. And it's given over in Cleveland or in L.A. and the husband never sees the wife. I once was on a bezin here in Cleveland that was done by proxy. And I was on the end. I was one of the three who watched that the agent is an agent, the whole process.
Make
the shliach, correct.
Is the shliach or anything?
No.
Not parchment.
The get is not written on parchment, it's written on a thick piece of paper. Not this kind of flimsy, real thick, thicker paper.
So this delivery that came in Federal Express has with it a descriptor of what the simanim are?
Yes. And the rabbi has to check to see if it's the same thing.
It can be in the same envelope?
I don't know. Honestly, don't know. I never watched that process. I never saw that process. That's three simanim. The rabbi who receives it checks the simanim to make sure he has the same get. The proxy is done in a complicated way. When we learn Masechtas Gittin, we'll see how it's done. But it works that the proxy works. And then it's given over in front of witnesses and a bezin who hears the shliach say that he is a proxy of the person. And then it's authorized and the get can be given. Right. Then the receiving rabbi, keeps the get in his file. And it gives a letter that this lady is divorced. Twice I was involved in that, twice. Honestly, don't know. I don't do getting. Rabbi Bernstein does. Rabbi Hirschfeld does once in a while. Rabbi Blum does. I don't know where they keep them.
Yeah, it has to be that way.
Again, I can't answer the question. You make sense, but I can't answer if it's true or not. I can only say the following. See, it sounds, you know, but sometimes this is necessary. The husband doesn't want to get, there's some people that are not religious, and they don't care to, or religious, and they don't care to torture their wives. They're not interested in giving their wife a get. I don't want to do this thing. And you finally persuade him to do a get. So you don't want to delay this till the lady shows up. He finally agreed to give a get. Get it done. Because he can change his mind by the next day. And this happens all the time. Husbands that refuse to give a wife a get, it's a revenge-taking thing, knowing that the lady can't get remarried as long as they hold the leverage, 100%. And it's, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's revenge. That, it unfortunately happens way too often. I'm not saying wrong or right. I'm not picking sides. You work for whatever that firm is called that always... Yeah, Cordell, that represents the men all the time, yes. Again, we're going to spend this Amid bringing proofs that we don't say what should she have done. Okay, Reuben died, left two wives. Shimon went and married his Yavama. Okay, so he married wife one. Wife two, after Yibum, said, oh, I can get married to anybody else. Venimsa Zu Islanus. Now, wife one was 13 years old. She did not have Shtei Saris when Shimon did the Yibum. She didn't have Shtei Saris. But Shimon figured, she's 13. She's a good wife. Shouldn't I marry her? Or she's 11. You can even do Yibum to a Ktana. She's 11. He married her. So the other woman said, oh, Yibum happened. I'm free. She went and got married. And now, the first wife, the one who had Yibum, was found to be an islandess. And an islandess means she was never married to Reuven. That means Shimon didn't do Yibum to Reuven's wife.
She never got free. But she, the Sarah, never...
That means the Sarah was never free. And we're going like a Makiva who says that Chayvi Lavin result in Mamzerus. She was a Lav of Yavam Elishuk. She married without the benefit of a chalitza or a yibum done. Now, emotions of yibum were done, but it ended up being a non-yibum.
She's a widow. She's a child widow. How was her first marriage now that she was?
She what? It wasn't.
Why is it necessary? She was never married.
Again, she's 11 years old. At this point, she's not an islandess. An islandess is at 20 when she develops. We had it earlier when she has certain body signs. Now it's not. Now retroactively it wasn't.
So why retroactively did she have to give
it? It wasn't necessary retroactively.
Why anybody here barred from subsequent?
Because Reuven died, he had two wives. An 11-year-old and a 20-year-old who was a regular woman with Shtei Saris, 100% a wife. Reuven had two wives. He had a real wife, and he had a girl, an 11-year-old wife, which he also thought was a real wife. He died. Shimon is told you have to do Yibum to one of the two. He picked the 11-year-old. He likes the 11-year-old. He wants to marry the 11-year-old. So he does Yibum to the 11-year-old. The 20-year-old says, I'm free. Shimon did Yibum to my tzara. I'm out.
He never did any valid Yibum one way or the other.
Exactly. He was never married. The 11-year-old was never married to the first husband.
Why don't they make a takana that if you do that, you should always do kulitza?
Again, this is what happened. So the halacha is, Rabbi Kiva said, Yesh Mamzer Mechayev Elavin. She got remarried. We say to the lady, poor lady. Now she says, what was I supposed to do? He did Yibam. What do you expect me to do? What did I do wrong? Why am I now banned from the Yibam, from my husband that I have now? Here I am. The husband she has now, the kid she has, unfortunately, I'm Zerim. But now, let him do Chalitza, let him do Yibam, and let him go, let her marry whoever she wants. Why are we saying she can't stay married to her second husband, and she can't go to the Yibam? That's what the Mishnah said. We're blaming her. We're punishing her. Why are we punishing her?
Not punishing her. We have no choice.
Yes, we do. We can say, have Chalitza now, or stay, go have Yibam now.
For Yibam, but she's already married.
The marriage was invalid. You're going like a Makipa.
You're talking about the moms or them?
I'm talking about now that we found out that her second marriage was invalid.
Right.
We're saying now she can't go back to the Yibam,
right,
and she can't stay married to the second one. Why can't she go back to the Yibam? What did she do wrong?
Because she had a relationship and a child.
Even if she didn't have a child.
Or even if she didn't have a child. Would that invalidate her under normal circumstances?
Well, she did it consensually. Here is a lady that thought she was free.
No, but would it normally...
If she did Yibam al-Ashuk, Queen Jobakiva, who thinks Yibam al-Ashuk is very severe, yes.
That means there's no choice. It's not like we have a choice. Really.
Yes, we do, because she didn't do it willingly. What did you want from her? She's an anusa. What would happen if this woman were raped?
She could have been.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. She's no different than an ancient fish. Can stay married to her first husband.
Once she consents.
Here, she had a consensual relationship. But it was a consensual relationship built on no fault of her own. That's the Gemara's answer. She should have waited. But it's not an unlimited wait. It's a very limited wait.
Right. So therefore, there is compromise.
That's what the Gemara's going to answer. I'm losing you. What's
Yibam
again? Reuven died. He left over two wives. Let's say one of them, Rachmana Litzlan, was raped. She can still have Yibam.
Yavam, does he need consensual?
No.
He doesn't need consent either.
So what do you...
Either way, it's not consensual.
I guess.
It doesn't have
she didn't have Yibam. A co-wife had the Yibam. The problem is, the co-wife didn't have Yibam. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And we're punishing her. And the Gemara's question is, why are you punishing her? According to Rebbe Akiva, I think according to Makiva, not according to Rabbanu, yes. Yes.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Somebody has a question on the phone?
Yes, I do. So the other one was 11 years old, and she doesn't become supervised on an island until she's 20, so the woman had to wait 9 years.
Yes, but it's a limited wait. I picked 11, she could have been 7. But it's not more than until 20. Meaning, she'll know by 20, is this woman an islandist?
Is that realistic, too?
She has to wait. But it's not wait forever.
You know, Chazal stressed that they want women to be single because of all kinds of issues, but have her sit around for 13 years?
I can't hear you. You're going to have to speak up.
I mean, Chazal stressed the whole idea they don't want the women to be... single because it creates all kinds of problems, but then you say she's...
And what are we supposed to do? She doesn't know if her Yibam ever took place.
Right. I hear.
You know, we worry about a lot of things, but we got to be realistic now. Yes, Harvey.
Shimon has done one for each. Is he permitted to choose the Yibam and then give the Lisa to the co-wife?
There's nothing wrong in doing Chalitza, but it usually it's a waste of time. Yes. Everything would have been happy. They would have lived happily ever after. She had no right to insist on anything. Shimon has to acquiesce. Listen, she's not in charge.
Basically.
Sure. I didn't know if it was an empty gesture. I'm meaningless.
Well, if the first woman is not an islandess, it's a meaningless gesture. But if she is an islandess, it works.
So it could be sort of a commission. Yeah, if this Obama isn't good, I'm giving you a bullet.
Right.
Or something.
I mean, well, what? You know these rogues over here? The rogue Dutch were not islandess?
You're right. She relied on that. But she got stuck. So are two witnesses in our case.
But we still tell her to choose the board.
So the question, we're trying to prove that unfortunately for the woman, the fact that she had nothing else to do means nothing. And we're answering that this case is different. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. And for the Gemara, she should have waited. She could have waited to ascertain whether the other woman is an islandess. I mean, it's not fun to wait. As was pointed out, she has to wait 9 years. She's 11 till 20 to find out. Maybe she'll find out before if the woman develops Tesaris. Maybe she won't. It's not comfortable, but you can't say to the woman that you're totally guiltless. You had an option to prevent this. You took your chances. You're allowed to take your chances. You're allowed to rely on rights. But if it falls through, you suffer the consequences. This is what happens in all these cases. We tell the woman, you're allowed to get married. But we realize that there might be a mess up later down the road. It's not frequent. But if it happens, it happens. You're bothered. Because at the end of the day, there was no yibum. Let me try to explain. You know, every morning you check your tzitzis before you put them on. But really, you should rely on chazaka. You rely on chazaka. It was good yesterday, why should it be bad today? But let's say you didn't check it. And then you found that a spring had ripped. Right, in a way that makes a puzzle. Are you blameless because you relied on chazaka? We say you might have been able to rely on chazaka, but the bottom line is you didn't put on tzitzis that day. It was a puzzle. You can't change reality. This woman was allowed to get married. Nobody stopped her from getting married. Nobody told this 20-year-old, don't get married. Her co-wife had yibum. 90% of women are not islandess. 98% of women are not islandess. Chances that she's going to get messed up are very remote. So we're not going to stop her from getting married. You're right. She has a right to be Simcha. Unfortunately for her, her co-wife was one of that 2%. If we would never find out, we would never worry about it. If her co-wife died at 15, and we never found out she was an islandess, we'd be good to go. By right. It was never discovered. She died at 15.
What?
If her co-wife dies at 15, we'll never know she was an islandess. So why should we worry about it? It's a right. The problem here is we found out that she is an islandess. That's our problem. Not really. I mean, theoretically, but not practically, because at 20, we know whether she's an islandess or not. So how many generations can you have before this woman turns 20? Why should he give her chalitza? He gave yibum to one of the two wives. He doesn't want to do it. He's not interested in giving chalitza.
So don't get married until he does. Convince him somehow.
I mean, the same way
you see, you're blaming her for him not giving her chalitza?
He did yibum.
He did yibum.
If she really wanted to cover all her bases, that would have been another option if she didn't want to wait.
That's what Harvey said before, if she can get him to give her chalitza. But that's not the other. She can wait till 20. That's her decision. She can't make him do anything.
Remember, I'll say that.
can't have a shnitz if Elisa says that's true?
Yes.
You can't?
No.
You might also say in this particular situation that if she's a co-wife, presumably they're living under the same roof. You might know some of the physical peculiarities of her young co-wife.
She might not. She's 11 years old. All the simanim of the body have not developed. She's not a developed lady yet. Remember, if she develops Shnei Saris, we don't care about anything else. If this girl, who's 11, will a year from now develop Shnei Saris, the rest doesn't make a difference. She's not an islander. But she has to be 20. Till 20, she can develop Shnei Saris and she doesn't turn into an island. Rashi.
And her second quote-unquote husband is also a fault.
He's not at fault.
He didn't do his homework either.
Yeah, I mean, he does. I mean,
he's got a mamzerim also for children.
His kids are mamzerim. But nothing happens to him.
But we don't. Nothing happens to him other than he has children.
Yes. Rashi Vokal Tzaratz, and this is Lushuk Shniftur B'Yibim Chaverta. She got freed by the Yibim of her friend. V'Yakach Nimtzu Island is Vein B'Yasa Pateres Tzaratz. So Damer B'Per Kama Prat L'Island is Shen Yoledes. Teitze Tzaratz Mizesh, and this is Lloyd. I'm from Yavama. Rabbi Kibi, Avot Chayv Elav, from Yavama Lushuk, Chayv Krisus. He treats Yavama Lushuk like an Ashesish Mamash. I'm Rabbi Yatashima. So again, we're going to try to prove it again. Chol Arayas Sha'amru, Paitris Sarasayim. All the Arayas, this is the first mission in Yavama. All the Arayas, right, if a guy is married to his brother's daughter, let's pick that Erva, and to an other woman. And now his brother dies, the brother's daughter doesn't need Yibum, and her Tzara doesn't need Yibum. Erva doesn't need Yibum, and Tzara's Erva doesn't need Yibum. The first halacha we learned in Masechtas Yevamos. Right? Reuven married Shimon's daughter and another wife. Reuven died, Shimon has no obligation of Yibum, not to his daughter, and not to the other wife. Then the daughter was found to be an islander. That means Reuven was never married to Shimon's daughter. Similar kind of case. Reuven, right? Shimon didn't do Yibum. The rabbi told him, your brother was married to your daughter, so she is parted from Yibum, and so is the Tzara. So Shimon went, didn't do Yibum. The Tzara went, got married. Why not? She was told she doesn't need Yibum or Chalitza. It ended up that Shimon's daughter was an islander. That means retroactively, she was Reuven's wife, and she was not a Tzaras Erva. She was not a Tzaras Erva. And over here, she didn't need a heter. She was mutter immediately after Reuven died because she was a Tzaras Erva. And we still say, tough luck to the lady. You got married. We found out that the daughter was an islander. You could suffer the consequences. But it was a mistake. There was Zika.
We didn't find out later.
We didn't find out. So call out to Aisha and report this to Hesayim. Hoku Tsaras Venisu Lachim, Venisu, Venimtu Ailu Island, Ailu Islandis, Taitsi Mizem, Mizem, Chal Zokam, Ailu Baba, my knife, my have a little method. What did you want? And for the Gemara, the same answer. Iboilu Lamtuni. So Tysus asked the Kasha, why did we need the second one when we just answered this on the first one? So Tysus answers, in the first case, this woman was a Yavama. Right? Reuven died, left two wives. Each of them were ushered to marry. Something needed to absolve her. She had a Cheskes Isser. She was Usher. And then when Shimon did Yibum to her co-wife, she became Mutter. It ended up that Shimon's Yibum was not a Yibum. Here, she never needed Yibum. She never was Aser. She, as soon as Reuven died, she was a Tzaras Habat. There was never a Zika. Therefore, she walked in with no Iser that had to be removed. So maybe over here, we would say, what do you want from this lady? She was Mutter. She never was Aser.
She was never in need for him to have done anything.
Well, at the end of the day, she ended up that she needed Yibum because the daughter wasn't married. But at the time of the death, she never was ushered that it had to be removed. So therefore, the Gemara thinks it's a bigger chiddush to say, even here she has to wait. Rashi? The 15 women of the first parak. Now we found out that she was had zika, she was bound. The Arab island is ain't a pateris sarasa. The island is mekach tazu. It's a mistake. The lab ishtahi. The ain't zutzaris erva. It's kulki liyam because it's not a parakama. Like the Mishnah says, the kulam shemaisu and shemino shemimtu island is sir same mataris. Teitzi atara mizah mizah. Period. And the answer is she should have waited. Okay. Now we're going to try to bring a different raya. I'm a rabba. Tashema. Kastav sayver get leish v'shayver leisha. They both hired a scribe. He hired a scribe to write the get so he could give it to his wife. The woman hired the same scribe to write a receipt. When he gives her the ksuba, he's not going to give it to her unless he gets a receipt that he paid. So she paid the scribe and said, write a receipt that says, I received my ksuba from my husband. Okay, so the husband and wife hired the same scribe. He's writing a divorce for the husband. He's writing a receipt for the wife. The ta, and he made a mistake. The natan, get the isha v'shayver lish. He handed each one the wrong document. He gave the get to the woman, and he gave the receipt to the husband. The nasnu zeh lazeh. And they exchanged documents. He's thinking that he's giving his wife the get. She's thinking she's giving her wife the receipt, his wife the receipt. And at the end of the day, he gave the wife the receipt and she gave him the get.
He didn't get a tshuva and he didn't divorce.
Well, he paid.
He paid the tshuva?
Yeah, because he thought he got a receipt.
People
in
Germany.
But then
he
did get
the
receipt. Oh, you mean then they exchange afterwards they got the receipt. Did he look at the document?
That's again. A week later, a month later, 2 years later, the husband looks at it and says, hey, why do I have the divorce? And she looks at it and says, why do I have the receipt? And they say, uh-oh, I never got divorced. Well, it is. She got married meanwhile. What should she have done? The cipher gave her a document. What do you want her to do? Something very simply. He bought a little Kriya Gita. Open the document and read it. After you get it, open it up. See, did you get your divorce? Very similar. Correct. So Tysus is bothered why we need the second case. And he says, there we were talking about her reading the get before she got it. Make sure a rabbi approves it before she gets it. Here we're saying, even after she gets it, she has to make sure she got it. It's a different stage. There, she just had to make sure it was done correctly. Here, it was done correctly. The rabbi said it's a great get. Unfortunately, the cipher gave it a wrong document.
She should go to
Chacham. Rashi, get leish v'shayver leisha. Shabal leish and schar haget. He pays for the get. The isha, because she has a shayver, lig miskusabas in the baila. And she writes the shayver. The loss of slash shayver to give him the receipt. She lohais in a tennis leish shayver, lay for the tzuba. She wouldn't give him the shayver, he wouldn't pay the tzuba. But nothing to have his ex. Surazul the kabal get me on baila, but give him the shayver. He nothing to get, and she gave him a get. Okay. Tashima. Here we go to the next case. Kanta beget kareach. Now, this is a new thing that I don't think we ever had before. I'm sorry, you did. I'm sorry, you're right. Amar Ravashi, Tashima. Shina shmai ushma shem irai v'shem ira. He wrote the get, and he wrote her wrong name. Meaning, she goes by two names. in Cleveland, she's called Chana, and in Eretz Yisrael, she's called Dvaira. He wrote in Eretz Yisrael, Dvaira, Chana, which is not her name in Eretz Yisrael. His name, her name, Shem Iroi v'Shem Ira, he wrote the wrong city, of his city, of her city. We don't write his city and her city in the get. I guess in those days they did.
When they do the names that he goes by.
Today we cover our bases. In those days they wrote one get. The Gemara talks about doing that to avoid this problem. But if he didn't do that, as long as he has her main name, she's good to go.
If they did the wrong name, plus they did all the right names.
I think it's okay. Right, Lachay is Taitim Zemizem, Bechal Adrocha Meiluba. Lamai, name him Ahavel Olam Evan. What should she have done? Dr. Gemari, Boila, Lukriya Gita. She should have read it. Now, what's the Havamina? So Taitim says, she read it. It had her name. It just happened to have the name. She had her Cleveland name, not her Eretz Yisrael name, but it had her name. The answer is, her job is to go to a rabbi and say, listen, this is what they call it. He gave it to me in Eretz Yisrael, but this is my Cleveland name. She should have the ability. She should have recognized a question. That's what we're saying. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. No Rashi.
So in Cleveland, they call it by an English name.
Again, today we write.
We cover our base.
We cover our base. Nothing happened today.
So in Cleveland, back in time with the Gemara.
They would write it to the English name. That's her name.
They would not, no necessity to write
her
Hebrew, give a Hebrew name.
She goes by
the
name, she goes by Cleveland.
The name, she was named, why is that?
Because that's the name, that's who she is. That's who she's known as.
Father got an Aliyah.
Again, so you're asking me now, the fact that he said he identifies her as Aliyah, does that make it that she's called that way?
Obviously not.
I don't know. In those days, not necessarily did his father get an Aliyah. Again, this woman is called Chana. And after all, they call her Dvaira. I don't know why.
Getting the Mishabera.
I don't know. I have no idea. Yes, I think it does, but I'm not sure.
Mishabera for Phelan comes, they don't know the Hebrew name.
Did you know, there are many cases that happen. It's called Shem Shinishtaka. People have two names, and people forgot about the second name. Nobody refers to her by her second name. It's called the Shem Shinishtaka. So it's even questionable if she put it in or not. Nobody even knows her by that. Yeah, right. Everybody calls him Mayor. Nobody even knows his name is Zvi. Happens. Yes. I thought you had a question. Right, exactly. Each added a name. Nobody knows whether that was their original name. Nobody really knows what happened there. Right. Here's a concept called Shem Shinishtaka. Again, Aliyah can make a difference in that. Aliyahs could make a difference in that, I think. I'm not sure. You have to remember, some people don't even get Aliyahs, you know what I mean? They're ladies that are not from, their parents never were from, they never got an Aliyah. The people that don't know their Hebrew name.
Yep.
And they go by their English name. The get says, Charles. The Miss Queen Charlie.